We're at 1154 South Memorial Drive. That's about a third of a mile just south of the Uptown McDonald's in Prattville. And we're here from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., Monday through Friday. 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday. Sunday, me and my wife will beat me if I don't get up and go to church.
So, gotcha. Randy, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And for joining us on the J. Scott birthday celebration.
Happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
With special thanks to
Bailey, the born hot dog.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada. News Talk 93.1 FM. Riverside Chevrolet.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump meets this morning with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo about the disappearance and reported murder of a Saudi Arabian journalist in Turkey. The Washington Post has published a last column from him.
Jamal Khashoggi writes, Arab governments have been given free rein to continue silencing the media. A Turkish newspaper pointing a finger at the Saudi crown prince, claiming a man spotted entering the consulate hours before Khashoggi vanished, traveled with the prince when he visited the United States this year. Saudi Arabia denies involvement in the disappearance.
Fox's Simon Owen. A new Fox poll finds health care is the number one issue on voters' minds. In general,
our poll shows likely female voters support the Democratic candidates by 18 points. Since 2016, white women have gone from backing Trump by 9 points to backing Democrats by 2 points.
Fox's Trace Gallagher, President Trump's approval rating is up 47%. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Alabama Heating and Air Conditioning. One call does it all. Proudly serving the River Region. Call 334-669-6693. Alabama license number 17022. Alabama Heating and Air Conditioning.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a pretty nice forecast on this Thursday. Good bit of sunshine today. Fairly comfortable. High temperature up to about 79. Tonight, increasing clouds. Not as cool as last night. Overnight low temperature around 60. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. High temperature in the upper 70s. Risk of showers and storms by late Friday night, but a better chance of showers and thunderstorms becoming scattered to numerous Saturday as a front approaches. High in the mid-70s. Then cooler Saturday night behind the front. Low 51. Then on Sunday, becoming breezy, cooler sunshine. High temperature in the upper 60s, lows in the mid-40s by first thing Monday morning. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank is where they have what it takes for you to live your best life, your prime life. As they celebrate 60 years of serving the local area, you get the gifts of free checking and amazing service. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Wetumpka police have charged 34-year-old Corus Calloway in the stabbing death of 28-year-old Selena Powell. Authorities say both were injured in a domestic violence incident at an apartment late Tuesday night. Calloway is being held in the Elmore County Jail on $150,000 bond. A shooting in Montgomery leaves one person dead and two others injured. This shooting happened near South Union and Winnie Street. After arriving, police found one man dead at the scene from a gunshot wound. So far, no arrests have been made. And MPS officials say they've made changes to dismissal procedures at Chisholm Elementary after a mix-up led to a 5-year-old walking home alone. The student was supposed to be picked up from school, but was accidentally sent home with the walking students. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The new ratings are in, and once again, you've made Blue Water Broadcasting the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Thank you. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules. Perfect Pavers from Concrete by Design really updated this old patio. The natural travertine look gives us the old world feel we wanted. So easy to install and affordable.
Perfect Pavers from Concrete by Design can help your creativity shine with durable and versatile pavers made in the USA. Learn more about Perfect Pavers by visiting concretebydesign.org. Concrete by Design on Facebook or give Bert Loeb a call at 657-1483.
Gift to Kohl's Home Sale, going on now, and layer on the savings for your home. Take an extra 15% off when you spend under $100, or an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. Plus, take an extra $10 off your $50 or more home purchase. You'll get Kohl's cash, too, right now at Kohl's Home Sale. Offers valid October 11th through 21st. 15 or 20% off with promo code LEAF. Extra $10 off with promo code HOME10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
The 7th annual Fall Flooring Yard Sale's going on now with incredible deals at Lumber Liquidators. We've got hundreds of floors on sale up to 50% off, in stock and ready to go. Save big on waterproof floors, all on sale from just 39 cents. Get wood look laminate flooring, all on sale up to 40% off. Pre-finished hardwood and bamboo starting at 99 cents, plus special financing. Stop by your local Lumber Liquidator store or visit lumberliquidators.com today.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Guys, welcome back into News and Views, 9 minutes after 9 o'clock. F. Jackson Campbell III is out today. Dave Mowry normally sits in on a Thursday, but he's making a living up in North Carolina where he's been sort of hanging out up there, helping the... I'm not sure who it is. He told me who it was. Is it Meadows? Mark Meadows, maybe? Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in, 272-9228. I'll be a little looser on the phones today. You still got to have a point. You still got to be concise and clear and short. I kind of went round and round with some folks the last couple of days, Facebook and text message and others, on this new caller seminar. Most people love it, absolutely love it. The quality and even other talk radio hosts in town, the quality of the phone calls to this program has noticeably improved. That's not to say that people who were calling and for whatever reason haven't called in a couple of weeks were bad phone callers. That's not it at all. But everybody can improve. You know, I use the example. Tiger Woods has a swing coach. Always has. Always has. Michael Jordan had a coach. You know, Michael Jordan didn't win a title until Phil Jackson came along. Everybody could use a little coaching from time to time. Everybody could use a little coaching from time to time, including callers to this talk radio program who, from time to time, probably need a little reminder, a little update, something to get them through. So we've done that. Everything's been going well with that. We've got a little pushback. But for the most part, everything's done really well. Everything's done really, 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 really well. So let me do this. I'm going to open and bring in some news, and then I got a very special guest coming on in a few minutes. A very, very special guest. You're going to absolutely love this. It's going to be a little... I'm teasing the guest appearance right now. You've got a very, very special guest coming on in a minute. This is going to be one of those appearances you're not going to want to miss. It's going to go down in News Talk 93.1 FM lore when we get our a guest in here in a second. Do you need headphones? You do? Okay, I've got some for you. Our number, 272-9228. Let me go ahead and bring in our guest. And then I'll bring you some headphones while you're introducing yourself. Our guest is LaToya. She's on the Yo 100.5, and she's just an all-around good person.
Oh, thank you. You are, too.
Well, you've got something very special and very exciting going on, and while I grab your headphones, give us a little preview.
Hey, guys. I do. I have a casting call coming up this Saturday at the Hilton Hotel Garden right here in Interstate Park. We are filming a docuseries about women who have been formerly incarcerated in a state or federal facility for nonviolent crimes. So if you live in Millbrook, Prattville, Wetumpka, Montgomery, Shorter, within 30 miles or less of Montgomery, you can come out to the casting call.
Why do they have to be so close? Just because the crew's going to have to follow them around and they don't want to follow people to Georgiana and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah.
Tell us why you're doing this. It's an interesting thing. Are you plugged in down there? You know where to plug in? There should be a little jack down there.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Tell us why you're doing this.
Well, because, for one, I was formerly incarcerated.
Okay.
I served federal prison time. And just going off and doing my time and being away from my kids, it just kind of made me want to reflect on, you know, some of the things that we've done in our lives and to show people how we can change and how we deserve second chances. And I just want to show, like, our true story and the things we go through and the things we deal with when you're labeled as a felon.
So this is anybody who, any female?
Yes, females.
Females who've been incarcerated state or federal prison for any period of time?
Yes.
Okay. How long were you?
I actually served 18 months.
18 months?
Yeah.
That's a short time.
It is, but any time away from your kids and just being in federal prison is just...
Where were you?
I was in Mariana, Florida.
Okay, so you were close.
Yeah, I was close.
You were close. Getting out and the transition and everything, is that what made you want to do this?
It is. It did. It's a struggle. It really is.
Is it still a struggle? How long ago was it?
I came home in 2013.
Okay, so it's been 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, and I still face, you know, the challenges of getting employment. You know, if it wasn't for Blue Water Broadcasting and me being here as a radio jock, and O'Reilly's giving me a chance when I first came home, I just really thought, like, it was...
You thought it was hopeless?
Yeah, hopeless, pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, is that the feeling? You obviously were hopeful getting out because you were excited to get out, I'm sure.
Yes.
But then reality sets in at a certain point.
It does, it does. And it's hard at times, you know, being a single parent with two kids. My son is 24. My daughter's turning 17 next week. And you just feel like you know your worth and you know that you've made a mistake and people still sometimes judge you by that mistake. But... I have so much to offer, you know, and I just really want to show that side of these women, you know, the challenges they face just to get themselves back on track and to show people that they deserve a second chance.
The casting call will be when?
Saturday, this Saturday.
And how long is the show going to go?
Right now we have some deals in the work. I can't say too much,
sure,
but
sure.
I have...
I mean, what kind of commitment are they talking about?
Great commitments.
Good commitments.
Yeah, good commitments. Yeah. Just know that, yeah.
Okay.
And I actually had started this 2 years ago.
Uh-huh.
Already had a casting crew and everything. Kind of had to go back to the drawing board and get some more females because a couple of the girls, you know, kind of got scared. They really didn't want to put their lives out there like that. So I do want to say, if you're not open to sharing your life and being open, you know, this may not be for you.
The I like the idea. Reality shows obviously are sort of the, I don't know if it's, I'd say the future of television, but they're certainly the present of television.
Yes, they
are. I remember when they started coming online about 10 or 15 years ago, and I remember thinking at the time, who wants to watch, you know, Housewives, you know, SPAC and all that kind of stuff? The reality is, millions of people.
True, but I am, the vision I have for this docuseries, this show, I really want to stay away from all that drama. I want to show the side of women, you know, that are entrepreneurs, that are business owners now, that are working nurses now since they've been come home from incarceration.
Are you trying to give people hope who are incarcerated? Are you trying to break the stigma of incarceration?
Both. I do want to give them hope because a lot of women, when they get in there, they just give up. They think it's the end of the world. I actually know some women who actually saw women commit suicide because they just thought it was the end of the world. And it's not. We may have to fight a little harder and show, you know, more dedication and because we are labeled as felons, but it's not the end of the world. It's really not.
Well, I encourage people to turn out to it. Tell us again what time, where.
This Saturday, October 20th at the Hilton Hotel right here in Interstate Park.
Okay.
9 a.m. until 6 p.m.
Interstate Park, that's off Perry Hill Road.
Yes, off Perry Hill Road. This casting call will be filmed, so you have to sign a consent form.
Okay. Why are you filming the casting call? Just so you can remember who people are?
Well, you know, that's part of the docuseries.
How many people are you expecting to show up?
You know what? I'm fine with 30 or 40 women showing up, you know. I'm going to have refreshments. I'm going to make sure they're comfortable. We have a four-man film crew that would be there. So.
Who's going to do the selection of who makes the cut?
The executive producers.
Okay. So you're going to have a say in that?
I am.
Are you producing it?
Yes. I have so many talents.
I wonder if you're talking about yourself in the third person there.
I have so many talents that I just want to put out there. Actually, when I went off to do my time, I wrote four inventions.
Did you really?
Yeah, I wrote three other shows. So right now I'm trying to get my foot in the door with this one.
Yeah.
And then just let everything else flow.
Well, LaToya, you're an inspiration, someone who doesn't give up, always positive, bubbly.
Oh, thank you, Barry.
The rooms brighten up when you walk in. They really do.
Oh, you're so always sweet.
I mean, you're always in a good mood, and most people aren't.
You know what? They tell me that all the time.
Most people are not.
Yeah.
Well, LaToya, thank you so much for coming by.
No,
I hope it's successful. I hope there's somebody out there we reach today that can show up Interstate Park at...
This Saturday, October 20th, 9 a.m. until 6 p.m. 21 and up.
Is there anywhere else they can go to get information?
Yeah, they can go to my Facebook page, Fed Mom Support Group, and Instagram, Fed Mom Support Group.
Okay. Well, we appreciate it.
Thank you.
Local Talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and as you know, the National Fair has a serious impact on many retail businesses. Well, Mr. Sandman is one of those. So in an effort to remain solvent, I have marked down a number of fabulous mattresses and beds. These amazing low prices will end on Halloween. Examples include a queen-size power adjustable bed with dual massage, advertised elsewhere for $10.99, while supplies last $6.99. Several full and queen-size headboards for under $90. Twin foam mattresses, $89. King mattresses, $349. Nice queen mattresses, only $299. Mr. Sandman also has a number of floor samples at liquidation prices. We have financing and lease programs available. If you need a mattress or bed, at least visit us on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery or on Highway 14 in Millbrook. You will see the largest selection of mattresses in Central Alabama. We're not pushy. We won't pressure you. Hopefully, you will find the right mattress at a great price. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores, open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday.
Remember when food came straight from the farm and fresh cooked homemade meals were an everyday occurrence? Sweet Creek Farm Market does. Visit the Sweet Creek Cafe and enjoy freshly prepared farm-to-table meals with award-winning barbecue, ice cream, and famous sweet treats. Browse through our large farm market and enjoy lots of fresh produce. Sweet Creek has everything you need for your fall decorating. Pumpkins, corn stalks, hay bales, mums, and more. Bring the whole family to take a break from the city and appreciate the farm life by visiting the Pumpkin Patch and Farm Animals. Choose your homegrown pumpkin from the largest and best-priced selection of pumpkins in town. The third annual Pumpkin Festival at Sweet Creek Farms begins this Saturday and can be enjoyed every Saturday and Sunday throughout the month of October. Sweet Creek will have live music, hay rides, face painting, and lots of sweet treats. Travel back to that simpler time by only going 2 miles out of town. Open 7 days a week, Sweet Creek Farms, 2 miles south of Taylor Road on Highway 231 and Pike Road.
Martha Ray's Florist has been helping the River Region celebrate special occasions for 67 years. They have arrangements and gift baskets for every occasion, anniversaries, birthdays, congratulations, and condolences. Order from Martha Ray's, plants, flowers, gift baskets, and more. Meet the new management and find out why Martha Ray's Florist has been Montgomery's local florist since 1951. Call them at 262-1991 or browse your many options online at MarthaRaysFlorist.com.
Gift to Kohl's Home Sale, going on now, and layer on the savings for your home. Take an extra 15% off when you spend under $100, or an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. Plus, take an extra $10 off your $50 or more home purchase. You'll get Kohl's cash, too. Right now at Kohl's Home Sale.
Offers valid October 11th through 21st. 15 or 20% off with promo code LEAF. Extra $10 off with promo code HOME10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
The 7th annual Fall Flooring Yard Sale's going on now with incredible deals at Lumber Liquidators. We've got hundreds of floors on sale up to 50% off, in stock and ready to go. Save big on waterproof floors, all on sale from just 39 cents. Get wood look laminate flooring, all on sale up to 40% off. Pre-finished hardwood and bamboo starting at 99 cents, plus special financing. Stop by your local Lumber Liquidators store or visit lumberliquidators.com today.
In the news and views, 22 minutes after 9 o'clock. When I see your face like the morning sun is starting to shine. Tell all the weather, my need is to feel that I never thought. Well, maybe it doesn't matter. I think some people are untouchable. I really do. If you had to take your average University of Alabama football fan in a political year like this and say, who do they want to see take control of the United States Senate, Democrats or Republicans? I think most of them would say Republicans. I really do. I mean, obviously, there's a segment of the population who probably in this state, I mean, it's small. Obviously, we're a 2-to-1 Republican state, but there's a segment that probably wishes Democrats would control the U.S. Senate and impeach Trump and get rid of him and end that scourge once and for all. But my guess is that's the minority position in the state of Alabama. I'm interested to see if this story right here has any fallout or not. Because if you had one person in Alabama who was, gosh, nearly universally loved, I would think it's Nick Saban. I mean, even Auburn fans have basically just accepted the fact that Alabama's going to be a better football program until Saban leaves, and maybe for several years after Saban leaves while the ripple effect ripples down. I think most Auburn fans have sort of accepted that and come to respect Nick Saban. Obviously, Alabama fans, I mean, I'll just go out and say it. Nick Saban's giving you reason not to even remember who Bear Bryant was. Bear Bryant was an average football coach compared to Nick Saban. I'll be the first to point that out. Bear Bryant never did what Nick Saban has done. Never thought about doing what Nick Saban has done. And that was back before the recruiting limits and everything else, phone call limits and everything else. I mean, it used to be the Wild West. Never, ever has it happened. So there's someone, I mean, he's sort of a fairly universally beloved figure. Now, I contrast that with a poll I ran last year for a candidate, and in there, I usually ask a funny question or a fun question somewhere in the poll just to get an idea of who's sleeping and who's paying attention. And one of them I asked the job approval rating of Jesus Christ. The job approval rating of Jesus Christ. And you guys will know, in the Republican primary, Jesus weighed in at a hefty 96%. I don't know what the other 4% were thinking. I don't know where they were headed, or maybe they're Muslims or Jews or gosh, I don't know. Maybe they atheists. But 96% job approval rating for Jesus Christ. He's doing a good job according to Republican voters in the state of Alabama. But I also asked the job approval rating of one Donald J. Trump, who at the time weighed in at a hefty 92%. I never in my life thought you would see someone with a 92%, an actual human being.
It's amazing.
An actual human being with 92%. Rich Thomas leaves his phone here on a near daily basis. So usually we get to see Rich twice, once during the transition and once about 20 after 9 when he comes looking for his phone. But 92% for the God Emperor of the United States, the very stable genius Donald J. Trump. I didn't do Nick Saban, but I should have. I should have because you got a situation now where Nick Saban and Donald Trump are at odds. Nick Saban has come out in what ALDailyNews.com has declared a rare political appearance. Here's the headline. Nick Saban endorses Joe Manchin in new West Virginia ad. Joe Manchin, of course, the Democrat candidate in West Virginia. who's running against a Republican who's in a tight battle. Now, I'm not sure what a Nick Saban endorsement does for you in West Virginia. Maybe West Virginia loves Nick Saban. I don't know. I'm not sure what the West Virginia head coach would do in an Alabama Senate race, or any other head coach, frankly. But University of Alabama head football coach Nick Saban getting political in his home state of West Virginia. He's appearing in the latest television commercial for U.S. Senator Joe Manchin. And here's what he said. He said, Joe and I grew up together in West Virginia, and he never forgets where he came from. I don't have a better friend or know a better person than Joe Manchin. University of West Virginia head basketball coach Bob Huggins also appears in the ad. NBA legend Jerry West, who played at West Virginia, also appears in the ad. Saban's a Democrat, though. I mean, I think most people kind of go that way. This story goes on to note that he famously snubbed former President George W. Bush during a visit to South Florida when he was head coach of the Dolphins. Jonathan Martin, a New York Times reporter, said he talked to Manchin about Saban's politics. Manchin described Saban as a moderate Democrat who preferred not to get involved in Alabama's big political fights, namely the Roy Moore-Doug Jones race in 2017. But my guess is Saban was on the Doug Jones side of that. But look, man, you can be a good football coach and be a Democrat. You can be wrong about politics and be a good football coach. No one asked him to be a political scientist. I mean, the guy knows X's and O's in recruiting. I don't even know that he knows X's and O's that well. Can I just go ahead and say this? I was watching Alabama play the other week. I don't remember if it was, I don't remember who they were playing. It's so boring watching them play. I mean, all they do is just dismantle everybody. But I was watching Alabama play, and I thought, these plays are relatively unimaginative. Again, no one pays me millions of dollars for my opinion on football, don't get me wrong. But I thought the plays are relatively unimaginative. But if you look at the players, the Alabama players are bigger, stronger, and faster at every single position. And how do you not go 12-0 or 11-1 every year when you put 22 better players on the field than the other team? When you're better at every single position than the other team? Which got me to thinking about politics. I sat there and I thought, no wonder Donald J. Trump is so successful. He puts better people on the field at every position than his opponents. He is the Nick Saban of presidential politics. Of course, he's a Republican and not a Democrat. I'm really curious if Nick Saban would like to see Donald J. Trump impeached. My guess is he probably would. But go back to the U.S. Mexico Canada agreement or whatever they call it, USMCA, where they scrapped old NAFTA and gave us this new deal. Go back to that deal. Look at who was negotiating on behalf of the United States. A guy named Robert Lighthizer. Robert Lighthizer is a natural born killer. He takes no prisoners. He sees the entire field at once. He knows the moves you're going to make 10 years from now. He knows the things that are most important to you, and he knows how to hold them in jeopardy so that you come to his side. Robert Lighthizer is a trade guru. Donald Trump selected the best person in America. He scoured all 330 million people. He didn't call Baron Coleman. He didn't call Jack Campbell. He didn't call, some nincompoop that just happened to be his friend. He called Robert Lighthizer because he knew NAFTA was going to have to be renegotiated. He knew TPP was going to have to be scrapped. He knew the Iranian deal was going to have to be scrapped. He knew the EU was going to push back and China was going to push back. He knew that we would go through the quote-unquote trade war. Donald Trump knew all this before he became president. Because unlike everybody else who runs for president, and everybody else who wins just sits back and let the globalists make all the decisions. Do you remember when Hillary Clinton's emails were hacked? And they, or not her emails. When John Podesta's emails were hacked and they had emails from the Barack Obama transition and Podesta emailed from Goldman Sachs. Somebody from Goldman Sachs emailed Podesta a list of people that they wanted to see in every cabinet position. And Podesta forwards that to the Obama transition team, and when you go back and look, it was almost person for person who Obama appointed. That was, to me, the biggest scandal of the Podesta hack. It wasn't the pizza-related handkerchiefs, though those were weird. Oh, I got a map, a pizza-related map on a handkerchief in a house you were at with a bunch of kids yesterday. What's that mean? Nothing? Nothing. No. Anyone who talks about pedophilia and Democrats, that's crazy. I don't know what you're talking about. The hell's a pizza-related map on a handkerchief? Shut your mouth, you conspiracy theorist, kook. Seriously, look that email up, and you tell me what the hell a pizza-related map is on a handkerchief. I think all the adults in the room know what handkerchiefs can be used for after certain events. A map is a way to get somewhere. Anyway. Where was I? Oh, Lighthizer. So Trump sees the field. Trump puts better people on the field. Look who Canada had negotiating. We had Robert Lighthizer negotiating the new NAFTA. Canada had Chrystia Freeland. She was just a washed-up journalist. I think she was probably cute at one point, and then she either drank herself ugly or ate too much. But it didn't work out for her, whatever it was. But she still wears the old clothes that don't fit. And she bounces around, and she says stupid things, and she goes to these little ditzy... She plays this little ditzy girl on TV. Da-da-da-da-da. We had Robert Lighthizer. They had Chrystia Freeland. Don't make fun. Don't get mad at me for saying these things about her. I'm just calling them like I see them. It's the same reason you know Alabama and Nick Saban are going to win every time they lace them up, or almost every time. They might lose a game or two a year, sometimes a playoff game, a national championship game, but they're there. They're there. Nobody else is there every year. Nobody else is there every year. Even when they lose their division and their conference, they go to the national championship game and win. They've done that like twice, I think. You know why? Because everyone knows Nick Saban puts better players on the field than everyone else. That if you put Alabama in there, you're going to get a spectacular product no matter what. And as I was watching that game and I started looking at the players, and I mean, you just look at the linemen standing next to each other. The Alabama players are bigger. You watch them run down the field. The Alabama players are faster. You watch them jump for a ball. The Alabama players jump higher. You watch them throw the ball. The Alabama player throws it better and faster and farther and more accurately. You watch them run the football. They run over people instead of around people and through people. I mean, it's an incredible thing to watch. And I was watching Alabama play, and I thought, this is why Donald Trump is successful. Every single person he's put every single place is better than every single other person on the field. Every other president has put in there. Every other president just rolls over and says, yes, Mr. Globalist, all I wanted to be was president. I wanted to be in this exclusive fraternity. I wanted to be in the encyclopedia. I wanted to be in the school books. I wanted to be known. Maybe one day my fat face will end up on a piece of currency. I just want to be president. I don't care if Goldman Sachs is going to run the country after I win. I just want to be there. I want to do the signing ceremonies. I want everyone to know who I am. It's me. Because for every other person except Donald J. Trump, when they became president, their life improved. Their life became better. They were worth more money. People respected them more. Trump is different. When he became president, his life was markedly worse. This is the richest man to ever seek the office of presidency and win. The second richest person, a guy named George Washington. The third richest, a guy named Thomas Jefferson. Names you've heard of. People who understand how to put capital together. People who understand how business works. Understand how humans work in trade. Donald Trump's life got substantially worse when he ran for president. He is now one of the most universally reviled figures on the planet. His name is now the butt of every joke on every late night channel. People think he is a racist after his whole professional life doing everything except being a racist, winning awards from the Rosa Parks things and Rainbow Push Coalition and Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton and everybody, providing housing to blacks and... Now everybody just thinks he's a racist. Why? Well, because he's got an R after his name. You know, to the left, R doesn't stand for Republican. It stands for racist. His life got substantially worse. But he, every day in and day out, puts better people in the position than every other president has before, which is why America's winning. Which is why every single other president has been unable to accomplish their campaign promises. It's almost become a joke. Oh, campaign promises. Ha, ha, ha. We know those aren't going to get accomplished. Well, for Trump, they did. For Trump, they did. Gosh, I'm way behind. Get off the Gus bus once and for all.
Huh?
Don't hate us, join us.
Are you talking about Alabama?
I don't mind old Gus. I wouldn't pay him $40 million to go away. He's not that big. He'll be fine. They just need a quarterback. Give Gus an NFL quarterback, he wins championship. Don't give him an NFL quarterback, he's 8-4. We'll be back.
You get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, River Region, Dave Ramsey here. The thing about Christmas is it's the same time every year. This means you have absolutely no excuse not to plan ahead and budget for gifts. I recommend you visit my friends at Southern Homes and Gardens, Alabama's premier Christmas store. Southern Homes and Gardens is locally owned and operated for over 38 years, and they carry a huge variety of long-lasting, lifelike Christmas trees, always 50% off. You can also get gorgeous poinsettias and holiday greenhouse favorites for your gift buying. They have a wide selection of budget-friendly pre-wrapped gifts, plus an endless selection of store-wide gift specials, up to 50% off and on-site personalization. Choose from exquisite decor and hundreds of ornaments. So visit Southern Homes and Gardens today. Call 334-387-0440. Or visit SouthernHomesAndGardens.com. Tell them Dave sent you.
Ah, Igor, don't you just love the sound of thunder?
No, Dr. Frankenstein. It's scary. But I need a lightning bolt to bring the monster to life.
Actually, lightning is scary. A single strike within a mile of your home can send a tidal wave of voltage through the wires, burning out your computers, TVs, and GFCI plugs, even refrigerators and ovens.
Aw, drat! Missed us again!
But here's the good news. The trained technicians at Crosby Electric can install an economical whole house system to protect you from electrical surges caused by lightning, downed power lines, nearby factories, or just the recycling of your own appliances.
Igor, why am I not getting a surge?
Well, I have a pretty good hunch.
Why, yes, Igor. And a fine hunch it is.
Igor ordered whole house surge protection from Crosby Electric. So should you. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
Are there places in your home where the Wi-Fi is really, really slow? Then you need high-speed internet and whole home Wi-Fi from WOW. Our new whole home Wi-Fi uses powerful access points that bring strong Wi-Fi to every corner of your home. No slow zones, no dead zones, just WOW zones. Get 100 meg internet for $29.99 per month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. And add whole home Wi-Fi for just $9.99 per month. Call 1-855-WOWWAY2 or visit wowway.com today to learn more. Offer for new customers subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Hello, I'm Ben McNeil with United Food and Fuel Citgo, and we're excited to be tailgating with you. Stop by and you'll find hot pizza, cold beer, fried chicken, Coca-Cola products, Golden Flake snacks, and Monster energy drinks. Everything you need for tailgating. Plus, be sure to ask about our rewards program. We're fueling good at United Food and Fuel, your tailgating headquarters. Home of the 99-cent special and quality Citgo tri-clean gasoline. United Food.
There. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. My team and I greatly appreciate your business. Because of your support, we are celebrating our 5th year of service. As a token of our gratitude, we are now offering others who serve our communities with a $500 lender credit towards closing costs. Active military veterans, first responders, teachers, and nurses, thank you for all you do. Call us now at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Just the other day, we helped a fireman from Montgomery lower his monthly payments by lowering his interest rate and providing providing him with the cash out that he needed to pay off high-rate credit card debt. This could be you. What are you waiting for? Call Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a pretty nice forecast for you. Good bit of sunshine today. High temperature around 79. It's going to be fairly comfortable. Then for tonight, clouds on the increase but dry. Overnight low temperature down to about 60 tomorrow. Mostly cloudy with a high temperature in the upper 70s. Risk of showers and thunderstorms by late Friday night, but showers and storms become scattered to numerous during the day on Saturday as a frontal system approaches, high in the middle 70s. Then cooler Saturday night behind the cool front. Low temperature 51. Sunday, breezy. Cooler, sunshine, high in the upper 60s, and how about mid-40s by first thing Monday morning right around dawn. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Again, 43 minutes after 9 o'clock. I know you guys know about my friends over at Cornerstone Managing General Agency because I tell you about them, but have you called them? Have you called Cornerstone Managing General Agency if you own a business or manage a business? Have you called to see how you can better take care of your employees and to see if, you can give them better benefits? I mean, have you picked up the phone and called 356-1502? Because if you haven't, I don't know what you're waiting on. This is the time of year when it's absolutely critical to start making those decisions. 356-1502. 356-1502. Cornerstone Managing General Agency. If you have any questions about what they can do and you want to know a little more before you jump on the phone with somebody, 356-1502, check out their website, cornerstonemga.com. Cornerstone Managing General Agency. That's what the MGA stands for. cornerstonemga.com. Jump on their website. Call them, 356-1502, cornerstonemga.com, and you can find out how they offer a variety of services you didn't even know you could offer your employees, for one. And they do it at prices that you think, jeepers creepy, how are they even able to do this? Well, truth is, I don't know. I'm not in that business. I know that they have over 180 years of expertise in just the five or six folks that they have hired over there. I know that they have a lot going on. And I know that they really, really help people. And I know you need to call them. 356-1502, cornerstonemga.com. cornerstonemga.com. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. 272-9228. Let's see here. I don't want to cover this story later. George Soros getting involved in Alabama politics. Not just in a Tom Parker commercial. But an actually getting involved. And I like Tom Parker. I'm going to vote for Tom Parker. But his commercials are a little hyperbolic. Saudi Arabia transferring money, yada, yada, yada. Cool story. The Library of Congress. If you guys have not jumped on the Library of Congress website, it's really a cool website. It's loc.gov. Really can find a ton of stuff. Library of Congress is now probably the best library the world has ever seen. Better than Alexandria, better than all that other stuff. I guess the difference with Alexandria was a lot of that stuff was original and prior to digitization and prior to being able to copy stuff off and everything else. Don't confuse what I'm saying. But in terms of just having a sheer quantity of stuff and cool stuff. The Library of Congress, probably without a doubt the best thing you've ever seen. But the personal papers, the largest collection of the personal papers ever assembled from President Theodore Roosevelt. They document his extraordinary career in the White House, as well as vice president, as well as governor of New York, as well as his career as a naturalist, a writer, a reformer. It's all been digitized and is now available online from the Library of Congress. They're rolling it out just before the 160th anniversary of Roosevelt's birthday, which is coming up on October 27th. Everybody should make that a holiday, October 27th. But he was born in 1858, before the Civil War. Unbelievable. He died back in 1919. But the collection's online. So if you go online and you go to the Library of Congress, you can find it. It's really, really... it's got 276,000 documents, 461,000 images, letters, speeches, executive orders, scrapbooks, diaries, White House reception records, press releases, as well as family records. Not only during his eight-year run as the second greatest president, or maybe third after Washington and Trump, but even things that happened afterwards, the attempted assassination in 1912, his childhood. There's just a tremendous amount of stuff. He was a prolific writer. He actually wrote an autobiography about himself. Not the greatest book on Teddy Roosevelt, but I've read it. It's on Kindle. I think it's free on Kindle. It's a cool book. Gives you a little insight as to what he was thinking at various points of his life. But it's cool. I'm glad this is on here. I wanted to bring everybody's attention. I should have waited until Friday. I hope Mark's listening, who calls in with our Teddy tidbit. Oh, you know what? You know what I could do? I could redo this whole story.
Time now for a Teddy tidbit with Barron on News and Views.
Oh, thanks, Seth. Guys, the papers of Teddy Roosevelt are now online at the Library of Congress, believe it or not. Teddy Roosevelt, the third greatest president after George Washington and Donald Trump. They've got his personal diary where he records the reaction to the death of his first wife and his mother on the same day. And all he says is, the light has gone out of my life. It's got an 1897 letter where he talks about annexing Hawaii and building a canal in Central America. This is while he was assistant secretary to the Navy. This guy had foresight. He got it. It's got a letter from 1900 where he first documented the phrase. This is before he was president, by the way. Where he first documented the phrase, speak softly and carry a big stick. 1905 letter on the conservation of the Yosemite Valley as a national park, which he did, obviously, Yosemite National Park. Let's see here. Roosevelt's 1912 campaign speech while seeking another term as president. 1915 letter criticizing President Woodrow Wilson's policy towards World War One. This is cool, guys. This is cool. You guys know I'm a big Teddy Roosevelt buff. Expect me to spend some time fishing around on the Library of Congress website in the near future as I look up some cool, cool information about one of the greatest presidents this country's ever had. Our number 272-9228, 272-9228. How about a local piece here? One dead after a triple shooting in Montgomery. Now, I've been told, and Jack Campbell tries to tell me when he's in here, that Patterson Court's like this super peaceful project housing, and it's like the greatest place ever. And I keep saying, then why do people keep getting shot outside of Patterson Court? Oh, no. You must be thinking of somewhere else. No, I'm thinking of Patterson Court. I'm thinking of Patterson Court, the little triangle housing project right off of downtown between the most exclusive real estate in Montgomery, which is the Cloverdale area, and downtown. You got to drive through Patterson Court in order to get to downtown. That's true. To get from your multi-million dollar mansions on Bankhead into downtown Montgomery, you have to go through a ghetto, a project housing. But I'm told Patterson Court's like the greatest project housing ever. Well, if so, there was a triple shooting there last night. Left one person dead, two others injured. It happened at South Union Street at Winnie Street, which is near Patterson Court, as it points out here. Male shooting victim pronounced dead at the scene. Two other victims, a man and a woman, each suffered a gunshot wound, transported to a hospital for treatment. Non-life-threatening injuries. My favorite line given by the police department. The shooting stemmed from a dispute. The shooting stemmed from a dispute, as opposed to all the other shootings that stem from great agreement. Now, I was born in a small town, so maybe I missed the part where shootings don't stem from disputes. I think those lines can be left out of the press releases from now on, Montgomery Police Department. Of course it stemmed from a dispute. Most people don't shoot people in accord. We'll be back 51 minutes after 9.
Time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Enjoy an afternoon of wine on the water at the 9th Annual Riverwalk Wine Festival, Saturday, October 20th, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. at Montgomery's Riverfront Park. Sample a great selection of wine from local and international wineries while enjoying live entertainment and great food with on-site food vendors. Your tasting also includes a commemorative glass and wine bag with baguette and wine list. Tickets are only $30. For more info, go to funandmontgomery.com or call 334-625-2100. Sponsored by Wind Creek Montgomery, Montgomery Subaru, Renaissance Hotel and Spa Montgomery, and the City of Montgomery.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
At Jack Ingram Motors in Montgomery, your local Mercedes-Benz dealer, they're celebrating their new showroom with a grand opening sales event. Meet their new team and take advantage of fantastic new car prices, like the popular Mercedes-Benz GLC SUV or E-Class sedan. You don't want to miss this opportunity. Their best prices of the season, happening now during their grand opening sales event. New showroom, new team, new offers at Jack Ingram Motors on the Eastern Boulevard. Mercedes-Benz. It's time to love what you drive.
Hi, I'm Cam Marston, and I'm excited to introduce my new radio show called What's Working with Cam Marston. We'll dig into the trends that are shaping today's workplace and workforce. Saturdays, 12 noon, on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Ah, folks, this is Rusty. If you've got your mind on your money and your money on your mind, you'll love the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings at 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Left to the top of the hour. You know this hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Dynamite dishes day in and day out over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. The special this week, of course, the rigatoni bolognese with that big dollop of ricotta cheese on it. So get by Midtown Pizza Kitchen, one of the two locations, the High Point Shopping Center, Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in big, beautiful Montgomery, Alabama. And if you... Look, if you check in there and you tell them that you're a News and Views listener, they may smile at you extra or something. They're not going to give you anything for free. But they might smile at you. They might. I don't know. I'm not going to say they won't. But they might smile at you. They may pat you on the back. They might say, you know what? That is wonderful. But we will appreciate it. I know they will, too. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, as we get closer to the top of the hour, we'll tell you a little bit more. As we get closer to the lunch hour, rather, we'll tell you a little bit more about their their fare, their offerings, the things they got going on over at Midtown Pete's Kitchen. But just trust me, let it start wetting your appetite. Think about that special, the rigatoni bolognese with the big dollop of ricotta cheese. You could pair that with salad for $9. Unbelievable. $9. 4 minutes till the top of the hour. Who's this?
Hey, morning, man. You tell you've been in Alabama forever. You said bologna and Midtown Pizza Kitchen all in the same line. I mean, bologna is high-class Italian food, baby. Oh, man. You got to look at Trump. It looks like he more... I look at it as Trump investing in himself. I understand he is saving the country and he's doing it for his grandkids. But Trump is also, the more I read into him, he's more the type of man that he looked literally like, I'm just going to invest 8 years into our, he got to put 6 hard years in. And then, maybe 8. And then the rest of his life, he can go wherever the world is his. He actually
you talking
can
about Trump?
Yeah.
He could do that anyway, Randall.
You say that. I know you're going to say that.
No, he was a multi-billionaire. The guy could do it every month.
But now he's going to have president across his back after 8 years for the rest
of
his life.
I'm telling you, this guy has been maligned, mistreated, kicked, abused. He gave up. He sacrificed so – I'm not calling him Jesus, but he sacrificed so much for the people of this country because he knew his policies would make this country a better place. The stock market, the Dow Jones Industrial Average would not be between 25 and 26,000 right now at Hillary Clinton 1. We would not have a new trade deal with Mexico that is favoring the United States and bringing jobs would not be running back to the United States from China and all these other places.
I know.
Wouldn't be happening. None of this would happen.
I just
he knew he could get all that accomplished. He knew he would have to sacrifice in order to do it, and he did it anyway, and he did it for us.
Yeah, he did. I know he did, but I'm saying I love this man, but he does think if you know that book, just like you said, that book he wrote, I mean, he is investing himself. I mean, he is supposed to put 8 years into himself, and there ain't nowhere on it. He can actually fly a blimp that says, I own the world. I mean,
He had planes with his name on it, buildings all over the country, all over the world with his name on it.
I don't buy
the fact that he's living a worse life the rest of his life.
Oh, this takes 8 years. That's what I said. He got to put 8 hard years in.
Even after that, Randall, he will always go down, and not only that, if he survives those 8 years. These lunatics out there, I don't put assassination by these guys. These anti-Trump people are irrational. They're dangerous. They're dumb, primarily. They can't see what's going on around them. I mean, can you imagine looking out your window at what's going on in this country right now and thinking it's not going well? I mean, you'd almost have to be... That's nincompoopery on a level that's just incomparable. It's incredible. I'm sorry, if you're that stupid, if you're looking around right now and you're worried about the United States because Donald Trump is in charge, I don't think you have the IQ to get up and brush your teeth. I really don't. I wonder how you eat and breathe and everything else. I got to run, Randall. I wonder how you get by in life. Heirloom Jewelers, they're on Vaughn Road, just east of Bell Road. Get by there. Hey, listen, I want everybody to ransack their jewelry bin. Everybody look through the jewelry drawer, look through the jewelry closet, wherever you keep your jewelry. Look around and look at every single piece of jewelry and ask yourself this. Would I go borrow money on a credit card to have this piece of jewelry? Because if you have credit card debt and that piece of jewelry, that's essentially what you've done. Would I go borrow money on a credit card at 25% to have this diamond, to have this gigantic set of earrings, or have this? He showed me the other day a bracelet he bought, 150-year-old gold bracelet. Looked like two serpents intertwined. One of the most beautiful things I've ever seen. It was gorgeous. I mean, absolutely gorgeous. But somebody looked through their jewelry stuff and said, wait a minute, would I go?